I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. First touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
It is Dukes and Bell with John Chuckery filling in today. It is 5:02, and man, good news was Hawks kicked the butts of the Mavs. Bad news is, bad day for Max Fried and the rest of the Braves pitching staff as the Dodgers drop the hammer on us. Plenty more on the Dodgers and the Braves. Good news is the home team, John, has won 7 of 9 games in this Braves postseason.
Yeah.
If we make it 8 out of 10 or 8 out of 11, we're going to the World Series.
I saw some stat, too, that whoever hits the most home runs in a playoff game is 19-1. On this season. Crazy stat there, huh?
Hey, let's bring Arch. Arch, you can get in on the 5 o'clock. Hey, man, we like to start the 5 o'clock hour with a big hearty,
hey man.
There you go.
That was a little quick.
First things first, are you going to come out for the shenanigans? Tony the Mailman and I are going to be over in Lauderdale Saturday night trying to get Squid out. What do you say? Get the band back together.
Oh, you're coming down, huh? So it's going to be a Bell appearance in South Florida.
Yes.
Miami's reeling last time there was a South Florida appearance from Mike Bell. So
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, just throw out the information. Let us know where you're at.
I promise I'll have you tucked in time for curfew. All right, Arch, first things first, we found out that, unfortunately, just when he's getting a few impact plays, Dante Fowler, 2 sacks on the year, he's on IR. What does that mean for us this weekend?
Well, it means you're thinner, obviously, at the defensive end or linebacker position, whatever you want to call those guys. It's not like you're taking a ton of numbers off of the field. He's got a couple of sacks, but he has been a lot more present in the backfield. He has been a little bit more bothersome, if you will, in the backfield, but this just means that Dean Pease is going to have to come up with more ways to try to find to get after the passer. Jacob Tuioti-Mariner has been solid. Steven Means, been okay. I mean, Okandeji, the youngster from Notre Dame, continues to get better and better. He'll get some opportunities. I would imagine Brandon Copeland will slide upside and play a little bit on the edge as well. So it's going to be, all hands on deck to try to provide, to fill the gap for one player.
Dave Archer joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's four dealers will get ready for Falcons and Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Dave, has Chris Lindstrom been the best player on the Falcons this year?
Best player, period,
yep,
on the Falcons?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know that I would go that far. I think Chris Lindstrom has been solid. He's had some moments just like the rest of the offensive line have played with some issues pad level wise, where they've gotten driven back into Ryan. Only 8 sacks so far this year. So you like the way that number looks as opposed to what Miami has been able to do with Tua and with Brissett at quarterback. They've been sacked 16 times. So twice as many times the Miami quarterback's been sacked than the Falcon quarterback. But getting back to Lindstrom, I think he's been solid, John. I think he's been solid, but you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that Cordero Patterson isn't the best football player on the team right now.
Yeah, man, this guy is just making plays. We talked about it. It was funny with Art Smith earlier in the week, Arch. We said, how come another coach hasn't gotten the most out of this guy? It's kind of like a butt-kissing question. He kind of laughed at it. But they can put this guy anywhere, and now you get Ridley back and you get Gage back. So how many mismatches when you throw Pitts in the mix you would be creating?
Yeah, it's certainly a situation, and they're a little banged up in the secondary as well, Mike. There's Byron Jones has been banged up. They've been banged up at both corner spots, so we'll see who lines up for them. So they've been kind of mixing and matching, much like Atlanta has. Xavier Howard's been down as well. So we'll see who's on the field for him when it comes down to it. But if you go back to those practices, and if you believe the information we were getting out of those training camp practices when they were having the ones versus the ones, because remember, we didn't play our ones in the preseason game, Atlanta was having their way offensively with this Miami defense. So we'll find out. You know, obviously the lights come on. It's a real time, a real game, real speed. We'll find out how that matches up. But I think you like the fact that you're getting those two guys back, and you love the Pitts surface this weekend and just played football, and you could see what he could be. So now all of a sudden there's a lot of people on the field Ryan can get the ball to.
Dave, I asked Chuck Smith this question earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Is, you know, the last 3 weeks as the Falcons start to figure some things out and offense gets cranked up, and then you throw a bye in there all of a sudden. Is it a good thing, bad thing? I mean, when you're starting to figure some things out, do you want the bye right now, or would you rather keep playing?
Yeah, it's 6-1, half dozen the other, John. I really think that there's some guys that you probably would apply to, hey, let's get right back out on the field because there's progress being made. Maybe Jalen Mayfield is one of those kind of guys. As far as taking some time off, hey, you talk about what Mike just talked about. Hey, we get Russell Gage back. We get Calvin Ridley back. So there's a positive to that as well as taking the break and getting some of your offensive weapons back. I think it applies individually to different players. So I'm not sure there's a stock answer that goes across the board there.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, our Falcon Report, and it's brought to you by you're sponsored now, aren't you?
I don't know. It's all money all going to Dukes and Bell. That's all I know.
No.
Ain't it the truth, Dave? Ain't it the truth?
I believe it is. It's good, Billy, jump in here. I want to make sure I get the sponsorship right because I should read it on my show sheet. But while it is brought, Archer, his very existence is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia, and it's a part of our Falcon Report.
My God. A professional in broadcasting. How would you forget something like that?
Yeah, so you, sir, are brought to you by Jim Ellis, and we appreciate the business and Kia. Hey, man, so real quick, this team, obviously, the Dolphins, we've heard all the hullabaloo about Deshaun Watson, all the rumors. They're supposed to have a young, aggressive defense. They're middle of the pack and bottom of the pack and all the statistical measurables. So, I mean, I don't want to start saying, Arch, we should win this game, but darn, even though on the road, this is certainly one of our better opportunities for a W.
Yeah, you got to go win the game, Mike. I mean, I think that they're very similar to the Atlanta. You know, they're trying to develop and come together as a group, and I think that Coach Flores has done a nice job in some places. He's wanting in some other places. They've been banged up, much like Atlanta has. These two teams are very similar. The way they play defense is very similar. They come from a similar tree. Dean Pease was part of that New England part of things. If Flores comes from that, where they're going to show things and back off. They're going to show things and come after you. They're going to mix zone and man coverage. So you've got to be – it helps Atlanta that they have a veteran quarterback. Matt Ryan, seeing every you can throw at him, that probably would be in Atlanta's favor, obviously, because Tua is a young player still learning, has not played a ton because of injury, so he's still learning to play. I thought he played extremely well in the first half against Jacksonville and then missed some shots in the second half. That's the inconsistencies you get with a young quarterback, whereas Matt Ryan looked like a surgeon last time out against the Jets. So I think that that's a bonus for the Falcons. But I think you're seeing two teams that are very similar to one another and very easily either one could win the football game.
Dave Archer joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Richie Grant, Jalen Hawkins getting more playing time, getting more accustomed on the field. How much more of a role do you think those two guys specifically are going to have for this defense moving forward?
Well, I think they'll continue to play, John. I think that you got to continue to get, you want to win games, right? Obviously, the fan wants to see their teams win, but there is a developmental process to this thing as well with the Falcons, where Richie Grant and Jalen Hawkins are the future of this team in the secondary at the corners or at the safety spot. They have to be on the field. But do you do it to the detriment of the team? You've got to find a way to work those guys in. I thought because of injury, you got an opportunity to do that. Jalen Hawkins has the only interception this team has. That means he's a ball hawk. We know that Richie Grant is the same type of player given the opportunities. I think those guys provide opportunities to get the ball out. So you got to get them on the field. But it is a juggling act, right? Because you still want to win the football game. Do I put guys in that are still developing that might miss something that costs us the football game, or do I go ahead and give that in because I'm getting some play time? This is why Arthur Smith used all these guys in the preseason. He was trying to get them the bulk of the playing time. You didn't see the starters play very much. These guys got a lot of play time in the preseason. They got some more seasoning this last weekend, so I think you see them more and more on the field.
It's the Dave Archer guys, our Falcon reporter on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Domino's. Don't forget, $50 million in free. So if you're going to watch some baseball or football this weekend, let Domino's do the cooking. Go to Domino's.com for a 1-in-14 chance at scoring some freebies. The run game, and I know I asked you about this last week. It seemed like it was just enough 2 weeks ago now against the Jets to respect the play action, which just opens up all those things. Are we going to see a 100-yard rushing game for Mike Davis this year? I mean, is that going to be the natural progression of the offensive line coming together?
I think it's a hot hand scenario, Mike, with these two guys. I think they had 27 carries between them last week or 2 weekends ago when before the bye when you played the Jets. So, yeah, 27 carries for I think those two guys had right at 105, 107 yards combined between the two of them and the 27 carries. That's kind of the mix you're going to see. I think you're going to continue to see that mix. I'm not sure a guy gets – unless he snaps off a big run, right? Unless Mike Davis – has a 40-yard run, or Cordero has an explosive where he has the opportunity to put 100 yards on the board in 17, 18, maybe 20 carries. I'm not sure you're going to see either one of them carry the ball more than 20 times. Now, if there's a hot hand scenario and you're really dominating the team and you're salting it away, maybe one of them gets more than 20 carries and then they could push it over 100 yards. I think you're looking for that combined yardage between the two, and that's the number I'm looking at because they are, you know, kind of combining for the job. And so if I can get 25 to 30 carries, that means I'm in pretty good shape. If I'm running the ball that many times, and if I can punch that number up around 120 yards a game, you're going to like what you're doing.
Dave, last thing. We saw Kyle Pitts with the breakout game against the Jets. Now it's time to get Calvin Ridley going. And I know last time I was with you guys and talked about it, it just we keep kind of waiting for Calvin Ridley to have that kind of breakout game. This weekend, I don't know. I'm ready for him to show us why he is our number one wide receiver.
Well, we get caught up in the labels, don't we, John, that he's the number one now. Obviously, Julio Jones is gone, and so Calvin steps into that number one role. To be quite honest with you, Calvin Ridley's already had his breakout game. He had his breakout game when he was a rookie. But you want him to have the featured day as the number one, quote-unquote, labeled number one receiver is what you're talking about. Cal's struggled this year. He's normally a guy that catches the football pretty cleanly. He's got a number of drops. I don't know if that is part of why he did not play this last weekend. Has he ironed some of that out? I talked to Matt Ryan on Wednesday. Matt seemed to think that he looked really good, looked really focused, looked like he was the Calvin Ridley of his rookie and over the last three seasons, the guy that we know comes to play every weekend. So let's hope you get that guy. But as far as the breakout game as him as the labeled, quote-unquote, number one receiver, I think it could happen this weekend.
Hey, Arch, I know we haven't seen anything about Caleb. I mean, we've been looking every minute for Caleb McGarry. So only guy who's listed as not participating was Dante Fowler. So we presume McGarry's not going to go and it's Spriggs at tackle?
Yeah, it'll be either Spriggs or Gossett. It looked like Spriggs was probably the guy, but Gossett was getting some snaps out there as well. Colby Gossett, the kid that Atlanta picked up late in the first part of the season, second-year man out of Appalachian State. Spriggs has been in the league a little bit longer. He's got a few more snaps under his belt, a few more starts. He's from six-year guy to Indiana. So it'll be one of those two guys, probably Spriggs. Yeah, McGarry's in the COVID-19 protocols, and they said there was a chance that he could potentially – be available come Saturday. I'm not sure you want the guy in the game if he hasn't practiced all week long. So I think they'll probably lean on those other two guys.
He is a North Forsyth High School Raider, is Gossett, by the way.
A Raider. You got to love that. I love a Raider.
All right,
you have
Dave.
To say it that way, too, don't you, Mike?
The autumn wind. The autumn wind is a Raider.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
There you go, man.
Dave, don't
the music.
Don't
the
let
music.
Mike rope you in anything down there, you know. You know Mike too well, so don't get caught up in any of his
Well, much like
wind.
Matt Ryan, I've seen just about everything Mike can throw at me, so I'm ready for it. Not saying that it can't happen, but I know what could happen.
Yeah. There you go. Wouldn't it be great you tune into the Falcon Radio Network, you hear Arch sounding like Harry Carey? I think the Falcons are going to screw them up, Wes.
Mike,
I think we got this.
I can promise you this, John. I can promise you this. There'll be no pictures of Mike or me and Urban Meyer down there in South Florida.
Yeah,
I can promise you that.
I was going to say.
Or Ed Ogeron, as far as that goes.
Dave, just don't take our shirts off. Come on, Dave.
I was going to say, Dave, if the call sounds like you smoked a carton of Winston's right before you got on air, I'm going to know what happened down there. So
we're going to go to some strip joints and drink some shrimp on gumbo. Come on now. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, man. Yep. There's the Falcon Report again. Brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Yeah, man. We got plenty to get into. More on the Braves and a great night for the Hawks, John.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be our strong arm story of the day. Coming up next, Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio, Out to the Game and the Odyssey.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, Sports Radio 910 The Game invites you to a weekend of basketball and boxing as the Hawks are back this Thursday night as they take on Luka Doncic and the Mavs for opening night presented by State Farm. Then Saturday night, it's going to be the throwdown in the A-Town with World Championship Boxing, where the main event features Jermell Semper Fi Herring, who defends his WBO Junior Lightweight World title against former featherweight world champion Shakur Stevenson. Make sure to grab your tickets at statefarmarena.com/events. It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 910 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, hanging out with you on this Friday afternoon.
Hey, where's your
story of the day?
Well, before we get to the Hawks, where's your head at with the Braves, by the way? Are you nervous in the service on this? Are you feeling the collective kind of like boogeyman vibe that a lot of Braves fans are feeling? And where are you now about the series?
I feel better about tomorrow than I do game seven. So I feel good about tomorrow. I think the Braves are due for another offensive output. I'm not saying they're going to score 10 runs against Scherzer, but I do think they get it cranked up more than a couple of runs. I think the key thing, Mike, they got to get out early. You know, keep getting out early, get some, you know, runs out early, and try to knock out Scherzer, who's going to be on regular rest. Try to get him out early and force them to have to get into their bullpen, which that's all they've spent this whole series doing.
Right. And I know it just drives you crazy because, you know, we're here we are again in the storylines. And the Braves, you heard the frustration. You'll hear what Freddie Freeman had to say coming up. We go around the yard here a little bit later this hour. But, yeah, they're some of these guys from last year's team, obviously, Chuck, are used to hearing these questions.
Yeah, I mean,
it's unavoidable.
I mean, I know.
Like, when you go down that road, and, you know, we've always talked about it. I hate when Atlantaitis, because another team or a college team has no bearing, obviously, what the Braves are doing, but it is, you know, the storyline.
I hate to say, I don't even want to get into that discussion. They've played so – I mean, one of the things, Mike, and we'll talk more about this, I've enjoyed the way the Braves have gone about this postseason. I talked about this the other night on my show that I think they have played a different style. I think they have been more aggressive. I think they have played more – like your hair is on fire. And if you want to beat the best team in baseball, you have to play like your hair is on fire. You can't sit back and just kind of, well, yeah, you got to get after people. Take extra bases, steal bases, do things, you know, move runners along, create runs without home runs. I think the Braves have done that this postseason. I think that's the big difference I see in this team. But I don't even want to get into bad things happening. Let's win tomorrow night, let's get this thing done, and then let's talk about who we got, Astros or Red Sox in the World Series.
Right. Hey, man, the Hawks last night, again, we talked about it with Steve Koonin last hour. They have a tremendous defensive effort, and we talked about DeAndre Hunter, our glue guy, and another great job, as he really does, shut down Luka. And it was just great because I hate that Trey Luka stuff. That's another, you know, narrative, lazy narrative for ESPN and all the other talking heads. And, man, Trey did his thing double-double, and the Mavs got their butts kicked.
As I've said before, look, it's okay to say that both teams won that trade. It's okay to
right.
say that.
It's not going to be a zero-sum game. Right.
right. I mean, it doesn't have to be, oh, well, yeah, they got screwed. I mean, no. The Mavericks got a first-team all-NBA player. The Hawks got the cornerstone of their franchise and Cam Reddish out of all of it. Both teams have gotten what they wanted out of all of it. Now, look, Dallas hasn't had the team success, you know, that the Hawks have had, but I don't know how anybody could argue against that both teams got – got value in that thing. Nope, nobody has like gotten one over on the other. You got two great players that are involved in it, and just sit back and enjoy the greatness of those two guys.
Yeah, man, the Hawks are certainly going to be in the mix all season long because, look, there's a natural progression. I think, you know, you and I argued, we didn't argue, I think we agreed. Had there been a full season without the injuries, they would have made the bubble, you know what I mean? And then this team would have, you know, the good news is, I think it was certainly something that was a strengthening vibe going up into that circus that was the Madison Square Garden to take on the Sixers, to take those shots, to play series that was dramatic like that with so much give and take. The Bucks, I think, we had John Collins basically agree with us that, you know, you want to put, you know, any kind of bulletin board material out there, but yeah, if we're healthy, we're certainly taking the Bucks seven games, if not going away all the way to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality is you're two wins away from playing in the NBA championship, and you know, the thing last night, Mike, was the defense. It was stifling, and that's going to be one of the hallmarks, I think, for all the talk that we have about depth and star players and last year and all this, that, and the other. They're going to be a strong defensive team. And last night you saw the Mavericks. They missed 62 shots in that game last night. 62 shots that they missed in that game last night, including they missed 30 threes in that game last night. You're going to have a hard time beating NBA teams, Mike, on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah.
If you miss 30 threes a night.
And it was great to see. Now, it was funny. I don't know how much of you got to see because it had started, and then the obviously Dodgers Braves started. But Cam Reddish, and I don't know. I was joking around with our boss, Sean Thompson, and he was going, contract year? It sure looks like Cam took like almost every shot, it seemed like, in the first. But a game of runs. You know, Mavericks had a run, and then we went on like a 12-2 run. But Cam Reddish started finding the basket. And, I mean, how is his role going to emerge? Because, again, this is another first full year with Nate coaching him up on how to play as an NBA player.
Well, as long as he can stay healthy. He'll get right. A lot of playing time. I mean, that's been the plan all along. I mean, that's what you drafted those guys where you did. Is the main thing is just keeping those guys healthy. I mean, Hunter and Reddish both is keeping them healthy. I think what's going to be fascinating is just you've also seen this team really with the Herter contract earlier this week. They are, as Steve said, really putting together their core for the long term. Who's the next domino that begins to fall? Now, I don't know there's anybody immediately that they have to go and give a contract to, but Collins is locked up, Trey's locked up, Herter's locked up, right. Capella got extended. You're seeing these pieces of this core kind of go together. It makes you kind of wonder about, okay, in the next year or two, you know, are they locking up more of these guys? Or are they looking for, you know, that one final free agent? I think the way that they're structuring this team, Mike, for the long term – is the thing that you have to enjoy about it. This is what Travis Schlenk wanted, you know, the whole process and trust the process or whatever we got going on here, whatever it is. You can see this thing kind of all coming together. And, look, now's the payoff time. I don't know. You know, I'll say honestly, I don't know if they're better than a full Brooklyn, you know, Nets squad if they have, you know, right. Kyrie Irving.
But again,
and all that,
but the you know, Kyrie's, you know, mercurial personality, how's that? Is still it's part of the storyline. You know, I mean, we don't know what his role is going to be on this team, and that team is not going to be there. You know, if he's not there, just not. You know, I mean, same thing goes with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, you know, he's basically a mental health break. And as I said to you earlier, you know, you got to tread lightly about this stuff now. And you know, Simone Biles. I mean, we learned a lot about it. Obviously, if you didn't know what her life's journey was, but it's hard to have empathy for Ben Simmons when you're making zillions of dollars and you're not doing your job and putting the work in. So much so that even Jason Kelce at an Eagles media press conference says this guy's got to put the work in because it's that big a story in Philadelphia.
Well, when Embiid has to keep answering questions about Ben Simmons, that's when you're going to lose, guys. When right. Joel Embiid has to spend his time talking about somebody who's not even there or contributing, that's when it gets real sideways real quick for guys.
Right.
All right, when we get back, it will be time to go around the yard as we get ready for Braves baseball coming up tomorrow night as hopefully we wrap this thing up and get ready for the World Series. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with you on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuck Green for Carl Dukes, hanging out with you on this Friday afternoon. Don't forget to follow us on our social media pages, stations at 92.9 The Game. The show's at Dukes and Bell 92.9. He's at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at JMCH316. Mike, we'll get ready for Tomorrow night, it's a 3-2 series lead for the Braves. Game 6 here in Atlanta. Of course, 5:08, by the way, will be your first pitch time. Now, if Houston, I have not seen, if Houston wins tonight against Boston and wins the series, are they moving the Atlanta game back at all, or is, I wonder if it's going to stay at 5:08? Because that's based upon Boston and Houston having a game 7 tomorrow night, if need be.
And I know that certainly that would be, you could to your point, you can see moving up the start time, right, for us.
Yeah, I would think, because the game 7, if Atlanta needs a game 7, that's a 7:38 start here in Atlanta. So I wonder if maybe they would push that game up a little bit, but I don't know. I have not seen something official. I want to ask you a question, Mike. Do you think Ron Washington's here next year?
I got a feel he's going to get another chance. You know, he took a Texas Rangers team to the World Series, and, you know, like, everybody was Wash. You know, and he did have his you know, incident off the field dealing with a drug situation, but that seems like so much water under the bridge, and the guy's 69 years old. Does a guy who will be 70 next April get another shot at being a manager?
I think the Padres' job is his to turn down. He was the second choice, if you will, for the Padres. I think it's his job to turn down. If he wants the Padres' job, I think he can have it. I don't think he's going to be here next year. I really do think he's talked before about wanting to be a manager again. I think he's going to get his shot. I think he's done enough good things in Atlanta, not just with what they have done defensively. And by the way, they are a premier defensive team, are the Braves. I mean, their infield defense is stifling at times, but you know, he's a guy that people look at as a baseball lifer and one of those guys that just makes your club better. I think it's going to be hard for the Braves to have him here next year.
Yeah, I know that everybody speaks about the little things. You know, the defensive drills that make so many guys, you know, so much better. Everybody, I mean, you go around the horn, everybody talks about it. From Freddie to Ozzie to Dansby to Austin Riley. They all talk about working with him on that. And the guy is just such a lovable lifer. And for those who don't remember, I know you know, John, he's the character that's in that one scene in Moneyball, right, when they go to explain to Scott, how was it, who's the first baseman for the Red Sox? Hatterberg. They turned Hatterberg from a catcher into a first baseman. And when he goes, it's easy to play first. Tell him, Wash. He goes, it's incredibly difficult. That's supposed to be Ron Washington then with the Oakland A's. So, yeah, I know, like, his personal life is his personal life. Some of that stuff was blown out of proportion, I think, in Texas. But I just think the guy has done such a great job. He's been a part of such a obviously tremendous success. And his attention to the little things here and the way these guys respond. I mean, nope. If you're San Diego, you'd be crazy not to at least give him a phone call. Wasn't Jack McKeon in his 70s when he took the Marlins to second championship?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when he took over the Marlins down there. What, didn't he take over for Tony Perez? Wasn't Tony Perez?
I want to say that's it. Yeah,
and there was a lot of Tony Perez, the manager, then Jack McKeon was brought in, and they win the World Series, right?
Right. And so, Jack, he'd been an executive, and he'd been around, and it was kind of funny. We had him on like the day after they won it. You know, we got lucky calling the hotel, and he came on. He was hysterical talking about it.
Hey, Around the Yard's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Yeah, I look. San Diego's in the business of winning a World Series right now. Like, they're not waiting around. They want to win the World Series next year. They want to win it this year. That's why you make all those moves. That's why you go get Blake Snell and Yu Darvish, and obviously you lock up Tatis and Machado and everybody in that group. So they want somebody that they think can win right now. They're not trying to build to anything, Mike. They want to win right now. I think they look at Ron Washington as a guy with his past success that would make the most sense for that club.
Right. It's Around the Yard, guys, brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things, guys. Again, normally we do some guy talk earlier in the day, but if you're looking for a great way to enjoy the baseball, the football, all the stuff going on this weekend, go to HootsWings.com. 3 locations around Metro Atlanta, thousands of wing varieties, and Hey Man Ale at all 3 locations. Last night, I said it to start the show to John, I don't want to bag on a guy, but I just think when a guy, you know, when you have high expectations, you expect him to deliver the goods. And Max, to be quite honest, Max Fried has struggled in Dodger Stadium. You know, a kid who grew up in Southern California, and it just, we talked about it with Tony Gwynn Jr. You mentioned it, the ball just so hittable up in the strike zone, it was the fastball specifically, not the curve, and then the Dodgers just tee off on it. Chris Taylor had an unbelievable career playoff day.
Yeah, you got 10 RBIs from Pollock in
Pollock had 2 home runs himself.
Yeah, Taylor and Pollock gave you 10 RBI in that game last night. That, I mean, again, those things are hard to replicate. And by the way, we've gotten confirmation. If the ALCS does end tonight, the Braves will be 8 o'clock tomorrow. So it'll be 5 o'clock, 5:08 first pitch if there is a Game 7 in the American League, 8:08 first pitch if there is no game in the American League.
So the Astros will close them out, right?
Yep, so they will move that around. But, you know, Mike, honestly, it's not that part of the order. Look, Pujols had two hits, and he's had some of the worst at bats I've seen Albert Pujols ever have in this series. But they have to make sure. Tony Gwynn talked about Trey Turner getting going. You can't let Betts and Turner and Seager get it going. That's where their offense is really tough to slow down. You get one of those games where those guys, you know, Pollock hits a couple of home runs. You know, Taylor's going to hit three home runs. Okay, that's never probably going to happen again. That's Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Taylor, right? That's the only three guys to do that or whatever. So it's the top of the order. That's the part when – it's not coincidence that when the Dodgers win like that, Mookie Betts is on base four times. You can't let him get that offense going because he will turn that thing around consistently. And I thought it was interesting. You know, they hit Turner last night second, so they flip-flopped him and Seager in the lineup. Turner responded with three hits. I wonder if Roberts won't tweak their lineup a little bit given what they did last night.
And again, you know, we talked so much about it yesterday on the show that it seemed like not smacked a little bit of desperation. Well, smacked of analytics, but the idea that a guy, you know, let's be honest, Pujols at this stage of his career, I know he wants to play one more year. That could have been his final, you know, at bats in the big leagues. And the guy just, you know, did what he always did, went with the pitch. You know, at this stage of his career, he's smart enough to just go with it. And the guy got on base and it did a nice job.
Yeah, and he'll pinch hit tomorrow night because he only hits lefties at this point. I mean, his analytics and breakdown and everything like that. He's a guy that's going to go in there and crush lefties. Otherwise, you saw some of those swings that he's had in this series. You throw him – I mean, he'll sit back and wait for that fastball pitch or wait for something that he can, you know, handle. But you throw him some things, you know, down in the zone, he just – he struggles with it. But, well, look, I feel better about tomorrow than I do having to go to a game seven. I think tomorrow is where – that this is the Braves' chance. Even with Scherzer on the mound, I feel like tomorrow night is the game.
Right, and I know that, how many times last night did Brian Anderson mention, and you're going back to Atlanta with Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler, and he mentioned said that like 17 times, and Ron Darling was giving him a shoulder rub while they were talking about it. I swear, I can't wait if I run into Frenchie at some point in the next few months and find out how much you want to throw those guys out of the broadcast booth the last few nights.
Yeah, and look, he probably won't say anything because he's a pro and all of it, you know what I mean?
I mean, no, he's not, I'd like to, you know,
but no, I mean,
pepper him with questions about this.
Yeah, they were riding around in the car with, what's that guy's name? Randy. Who's the guy that's saying
Randy
song?
Newman.
Randy
I love
Newman.
LA.
Yeah, I mean, so
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah,
we love it.
In shades in a convertible, riding around singing "I Love LA." Hey. I mean, and by the way, it has been to the point where everybody understands. Okay, this is a little bit over the top now, guys. I mean, enough. We get it.
And I know that the Dodgers and Astros would be a huge, you know, the revenge storyline, all the things that you want to talk about. I'd be a nitwit not to understand all that. But, I mean, we're still a team in here that has done an amazing job. We're an amazing story about the resiliency, the moves that Alex Anthopoulos made, guys like Eddie Rosario. You know, I mean, we did get to see Soler in there, unfortunately struck out last night. But let me fast forward to tomorrow. Do you trust Ian Anderson? Just three innings on Sunday against the Dodgers, two earned runs, 55 pitches, and they pulled him. He did get the win against Milwaukee. They did win both games he started in the postseason, but how confident are you in Ian Anderson?
I think I'm pretty confident in Ian Anderson. I think he's put together enough of a track record for me to feel good about it. Look, he's pitching at home. I think there's a lot of things to like, and I don't think the Braves offense is going to be as stagnant, you know, as what we saw last night. I think one of the things is that, you know, if you can get to Scherzer a little bit, work his pitch count. You know, one of the things that they did so well against Scherzer, Mike, was drive up his pitch count. You know, when he was 4 2/3, I think it was, you know, he was at 75 or 77 pitches, whatever it was. You know, he was in the mid-70s up there.
Was that before the dead arm kicked in?
Yes. Yeah, before they had to amputate his arm and sew a new one on for this game.
Chris,
you can drive up the pitch count against him tomorrow night.
Do we have the Freddie audio, or is the computer still resetting?
Actually, we are back up and running, so let's hear from Freddie Freeman on being so close yet so far from another World Series.
It would be nice. We've been so close, you know, obviously with last year, and we're one win away. So it's been a long time since the Braves have been in the World Series, so it's going to mean a lot if we can get there.
Like Frankie Valli said, so close and yet so far, right?
Yeah, and he said it like they know they have to answer questions about this because it's a thing. It happened. We played this the third time in what, four postseasons now. They played the Dodgers, so they, you know, got to get it done. Hey, man, let's get it done on Wall Street. See if we made any loot today, John, and your 401k will allow you to retire next year. or not. Hey, man, Dow closes. No, it's a good day. Dow closes at a record third straight positive week. Dow Jones up 73 points. S&P was down a little bit, and NASDAQ was down 125. Closing bell on Dukes and Bell is brought to you by our buddies at Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your back. Get a solution that makes sense for you, especially for small business owners, too. Don't just stick your head in the sand, but enough about how I handle the IRS. Get the pros on the job, AllianceTaxSolutions.com.
Get to our top three at 6 at the top of the hour. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday afternoon with your sports radio on the game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.